Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're pleased to welcome our longtime friend and NFL reporter, Howard Balzer, who's now with SI. And Howard, you know, sometimes we hear and we see that not coming to a deal before a franchise tag deadline or, a player that it's actually playing on a franchise tender, that can damage the relationship between a team and an athlete. What do you make of the two sides, Cowboys and Dak, not able to come to common ground?
It's great to be with you, Amy. Yeah, it's a great question to ask because you're right. A lot of times there can be damage. There can be players not coming to camp until they sign the tender, and many of them wait and hold out. Not really hold out because they can't sign a new contract, but they just stage a not coming until late in training camp. And so I don't think Dak Prescott will do that. We never know. But it can be a difficult thing. But basically, I think this comes down to Dak Prescott betting on himself. And we don't know exactly what he was wanting in a long-term contract. There's been reports that the Cowboys offered between $34 and $35 million a year on average. But Prescott looks at that and knows that if they franchise him next year, then he would be averaging about 34 or 35 for 2 years in these first 2 years. And then the Cowboys would have a decision make the year after that, whether to make him let him be a free agent or pay him crazy money. And so I think he's betting basically on himself and seeing what happens in this next season. And who knows, maybe the Cowboys don't franchise him next year and he becomes an unrestricted free agent. So he obviously is under a lot of pressure to have a good year. And that's going to be key for him in terms of whether he can get that long-term contract from the Cowboys or any other team in the future. But I don't know that it'll damage a relationship because, hey, you have to be a pro about it and just go out and play the best of your ability.
Mm. And he certainly does handle himself as a pro, for sure. Here's another question in this unpredictable environment that we're in with sports, really everything, but right now talking about sports and football and not exactly knowing how this is going to play out. If we get a season, how long the season is, what does it look like? What does it mean financially? Would you think it's smarter for athletes to get these deals done now or to leave themselves open with flexibility, say a year or 2 years down the road?
That's another great question. I think that certainly every situation is different when it comes to quarterbacks. They're certainly separated, from others. I think if you can get the money now, that's the best way of going about it. Because, like you said, who knows what the cap is going to look like next year? Who knows what's going to happen with everything in our country? And we saw a lot of situations where players did not get the long-term contracts and teams being a little conservative in terms of what they were committing to for the future. And when you're a quarterback and you see, contracts being signed all over the place, you figure, well, I'm not going to sign until I get what I think is the right market. And there always will be a big market, you would think, for quality quarterbacks. So, but I think there's no doubt that a certain amount of uncertainty was a part of all this. And from the Cowboys' standpoint, they were probably looking as much as they wanted to get him signed long term. They just did not want to commit to something. Let's say Dak Prescott's side was looking for something close to $40 million a year. Well, the Cowboys weren't prepared to do that, and perhaps they want to see another year from him of quality play before they would even consider something like that. So that's those are some of the insider stuff we don't really know with deals, but I think that certainly players betting on themselves, we've seen it before. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Right, sometimes it doesn't.
It certainly looks like that's what Prescott was doing. But like I said, I think when it comes to quarterbacks, that's always, in a sense, separate from a lot of other players and whatever positions they're at.
Howard Balzer is covering the Cardinals now for SI.com and been around the NFL for a long time. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Before we get back to the current day, I was just looking at your Twitter a little while ago, paging down until I saw this. Continuing the purge of my basement, went through the carry bags that were given out at the Super Bowl, have 13 of them going back to Super Bowl 22. That's amazing. That's some cool history, Howard.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing some of the stuff that I came across, and I haven't even mentioned all the seat cushions they had from Super Bowls. I had even more than 13 of those, and so it's pretty. I'm a hoarder. What can I say? And it's funny. I was talking about it on a local show, radio show that I do in St. Louis, and they said we need to start having a segment of what's in Howard's basement. But yeah, it's pretty incredible. Some of the stuff with the years that I've been doing it, 30, 40 years of things that I just would always refuse to get rid of or throw away and do something with. And now it's just organizing it. And I came across some stuff I even forgot that I had.
So what are you doing with all this Super Bowl memorabilia?
Good question. Good question. I was talking to my son, and he said, well, the bags, I'm not sure what to do with it. I did get some responses on Twitter saying, hey, I'd love to have Super Bowl 28, or I'd like to have this one. And so I haven't decided what I'm going to do with them, quite honestly. But we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening.
Well, it's so cool to talk to you now as the Cardinals, I feel like, are poised to make this leap forward. Certainly the DeAndre Hopkins move was massive for them. To have him on the field in the huddle with a young quarterback like Kyler Murray, but also to add another weapon, whereas so often last year Larry Fitzgerald was the target for Kyler. And we saw such maturity and growth in him even in the first year. But how much do you think it will benefit having another guy like DeAndre who can stretch the field, but also who brings that veteran wisdom with them to the huddle?
Yeah, it should have a tremendous impact. Now, the one caveat we have to say with all these teams is without the off-season program,
sure,
and all those things, then you wonder how quick it's going to be for teams that have added new players or the teams that have new quarterbacks, new offensive coordinators, new head coaches. How's it going to look this year? That's the one thing we don't know. But you can't look at it only in the prism of this year. You have to look at it going forward. And so this is something that when you look at what the Cardinals have put together, like you said, with having Kenyon Drake for a full season and an offensive line that has most of its guys back and looks pretty solid, maybe not great, but pretty solid, adding to the defense. And now being in the second year of the system with Cliff Kingsbury. And this was a team that both offensively and defensively was showing some progress at the end of last season. So they believe that they can maybe not pick up where they left off and continue that ascent. Now they're in a tough division, certainly.
Sure.
But when you have those weapons on offense, that's pretty impressive. And when you pick up, I mean, it's arguable, who's the best receiver in the NFL. It doesn't matter who's the best. But I've always remembered, Amy, the great comment going way back that Bum Phillips was once asked about the coach of the Houston Oilers when he had Earl Campbell. And someone asked him, hey, is he the best running back in the league? Is he the best you've ever seen? And Bum, in his Texas drawl, said, well, I don't know if he's the best, but he's among them. And that's certainly true with Hopkins. He's in that best group.
Sure.
And so when you have a guy like that who can get down the field, and the one thing about Murray is his ability, his accuracy with downfield throws, that's going to open up that offense tremendously. And this team should be very improved. How many wins it means, who knows? But I think they're definitely going in the right direction.
I loved their fight. Every game in the NFC West last year was a fight. There were very few games in which the Cardinals were steamrolled and didn't show that ability to try to come back, or at least to use smart football to stay in a game. Howard Balzer with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So just have about 3 minutes here. I want to throw two more questions out at you. Number one, what are the priorities for Kyler Murray in year number two? What are they looking for?
Well, you know, certainly the continued progress. You have to cut down on some of the mistakes, but he was doing that at the end and at the end of the season, mm-hmm. and being smart with the football. I think he was smart running it, which is very important when you have the ability like him to gain yards with his legs. And so again, you just want to see that continued good decision making and continued progress. And I think overall for the offense, I came across one stat that's pretty remarkable, is that their field goal kicker, Zane Gonzalez, he had 12 field goals that were under 30 yards.
Whoa.
Well, think of that. Just think what the line of scrimmage was for those plays. That led to, they weren't very good in the red zone scoring touchdowns. Well, now with Murray, with Hopkins, with Drake the whole year, you start scoring touchdowns instead of those field goals when you're deep in the red zone, and all of a sudden close losses turn into close wins. Mm. And so that's a big thing, not only for Murray, but for that entire offense. And they can improve that, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Okay, and I'm not kidding, 60 seconds, but you're a pro, you know this.
Okay.
What makes sense to you for training camps for preseason in the atmosphere we're in right now?
I like what the players are pushing for. I think games, you'd like to have games certainly to evaluate some of the younger players, but they need an acclimation period, a relatively long one, to get to see what shape players are in and not just hit the ground running. And so have that, maybe you have a game or two at the most, but I just think they have to be as close to, not to a bubble as possible during camp, and hope you don't have positive tests. Mm. But have that initial period of strength and conditioning, because the players haven't had it. You know, everyone compares it real quickly, Andy, to the lockout year when players came in and injuries were up. And that year, players at least could go to the gyms and work out during the off season. They couldn't do that this year. And so you really have to get these players make sure they're in physical shape before they start trying to get into football shape. So I think that long period is very important before they get into the games and the regular season.
You can find Howard on Twitter at HBalzer721, and he is now with SI.com covering the Cardinals. Really good stuff, and look forward to talking about them again this season, because I expect them to be a team on the rise. Thank you so much, Howard. Great to talk to you. Be safe.
Same to you, Amy. Great being with you. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.